Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Juliet Arakel with the news at 9. The headlines. 39 ministers inducted in BJP-led Mahayuti government of Maharashtra. Government unveils Jalvahak scheme to incentivize movement of long-haul cargo through inland waterways. President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, arrives in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India. Five aspects of 38th National Games, including logo, mascot and anthem unveiled in Dehradun. In women's cricket, India register massive 9-wicket win over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of Under-19 T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur. 39 ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of BJP-led Mahayuti government of Maharashtra today. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state were sworn in at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office in secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. Our correspondent has filed the details.
In the cabinet ministerial berth, BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while the Shiv Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 minister of state. Nationalist Congress parties, 8 cabinet minister and 1 minister of state took the oath today. The prominent minister includes BJP state president Chandrasekhar Babankure, BJP's Shivendra Singh Bhosle, Nitesh Rane, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathod, and NCP's Narhari Jhirwal and Hasan Mushrif. The Maharashtra cabinet also include 4 women ministers, BJP's Pankaja Munde, Madhuri Misal, Meghna Burdikar and Nationalist Congress Party's Aditi Tatkare. The week-long winter session of Maharashtra Assembly will begin from tomorrow at Nagpur. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi chaired the meeting yesterday as well. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, aimed to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's resolve to end the menace of Naxalism from Chhattisgarh by 31st of March 2026. He hailed the state police's effort in curbing left-wing extremism over the past year. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Raipur to mark the prestigious President's Colour Award to Chhattisgarh Police. He appealed to Maoists to join the mainstream and make the best use of the surrender policy of the state government. Later in the day, Union Home Minister attended the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagadalpur, Chhattisgarh. He stated that the event will pave the way for peace, security and development in the region.
ये बस्तर ओलंपिक समग्र बस्तर के सभी 7 जिलों की उम्मीदों की पहचान बनने वाला है। ये बस्तर ओलंपिक आने वाले दिनों में बस्तर के विकास की यश गाथा बनने वाला है। आने वाले दिनों में नक्सलवाद की कॉफिन पर अंतिम कील ठोकने का काम भी करने वाला है।
8 teams, including a group of surrendered Naxalites, participated during an impressive march past. Over 1,50,000 players took part in the Bastar Olympics, with around 3,000 competing at the divisional level. Union Home Minister also interacted with surrendered Maoists and families affected by Naxal violence. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, had approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill recently to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. The High-Level Committee on One Nation, One Election, led by former President Ram Nath Kovind, had recommended holding simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls in the country. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, today unveiled Jal Vahak scheme to give boost to cargo movement on three national waterways. Jal Vahak is aimed at incentivizing the movement of long-haul cargo via national waterways on rivers Ganga, Brahmaputra and Barak. The cargo promotion scheme provides a direct incentive to the cargo owners to transport their goods through inland waterways for a distance of more than 300 kilometers. Mr. Sonowal also flagged off three cargo ships with two dump barges from the G.R. Shetty in Kolkata. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the government has made a concerted effort to realize the tremendous potential of India's rich network of inland waterways.
इससे हमें कितने बड़े दिशा मिली शक्ति मिली और हम सस्ते में एक जगह से दूसरे जगह तक सामान ले जाने का लाने का और भेजने का काम कर सकते हैं वो भी पर्यावरण को नुकसान ना पहुंचाते हुए रोडवेज हो या रेलवेज हो इस दोनों मोड ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्टेशन में जो भी पर्यावरण में नुकसान होता है तो उसको घटाने के लिए जलमार्ग ही ऐसा एक व्यवस्था है जिससे हम अपने पर्यावरण को सुरक्षित रख सकते हैं.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President of Sri Lanka Anura Kumara Dissanayake arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan at Delhi Airport. This is the first bilateral visit of President Dissanayake to India after the recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. During his visit, Mr. Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow on bilateral issues of mutual interest. President Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. He will visit Bodh Gaya in Bihar. External Affairs Minister Dr. J. S. Shankar and Deputy Prime Minister of Moldova Mihail Popsai today jointly inaugurated the Embassy of Moldova in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. J. Shankar said the establishment of the embassy marks a significant milestone in the relationship between the two nations.
The establishment of this embassy is a new chapter. As we celebrate its inauguration, let us renew our commitment to build that world where the future is one of convergences and shared values. I'm confident that this embassy will become a beacon of friendship, and in the not very distant future, you will see an Indian embassy in Moldova.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that India has emerged as a nation with greater expectations and responsibilities. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's growing role as a global first responder.
We are today a country which actually has greater responsibility. So the idea of India as a first responder, I can predict, will actually get more and more frequent. Pretty much anything in the expanded neighborhood region, I think there would be an expectation that in some way India be part of an international response whenever such a thing is warranted. I think we have to do very much more with the world. I think it's for the good of this country.
Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth has described the new India as resilient, unstoppable and determined to achieve greatness. He highlighted country's rapid progress and said that India will lead the world by 2047, marking 100 years of independence. Mr. Seth was speaking at Gurdaspur in Punjab today.
देश आज बहुत तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है. 2047 जब भारत की आजादी के 100 वर्ष हो गए, दुनिया के नक्शे पे सर्वश्रेष्ठ राष्ट्र होगा. इस ओर हम सब बढ़े हैं और आज हम प्रेरणा लेके जा रहे हैं. और यह पंजाब पे एक भूमि ऐसी है, ये वंदन की भूमि, अभिनंदन की भूमि है. और पंजाब भारत का सिरमौर.
President Draupadi Murmu today attended an at-home reception at Army House in New Delhi on the eve of Vijay Diwas. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi were among those present on the occasion. The nation will celebrate the Vijay Diwas tomorrow to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that mass awareness and public participation are key to success in the fight against tuberculosis, TB and drug addiction. Mr. Birla said this while inaugurating a friendly cricket match among members of parliament across political parties for raising awareness about TB Mukt Bharat and Nasha Mukt Bharat campaigns at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today.
इस संकल्प के साथ कि 2025 तक हमें टीबी मुक्त भारत बनाना है इस खेल कराने का मकसद यही है कि जिस तरीके से खेल में प्रतिस्पर्धा होती है अपने अपने खेल के अंदर जीतने की उसी तरीके की प्रतिस्पर्धा है अपने अपने संसदीय क्षेत्र को टीबी मुक्त रखने का और ये प्रतिस्पर्धा एक स्वस्थ प्रतिस्पर्धा है.
Foreign investors pumped in nearly 28,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first 2 weeks of this month. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 22,766 crore rupees into the Indian equities market and 4,814 crore rupees into the debt market. This comes after heavy outflows in the last few months. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 27th of this month. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami unveiled 5 aspects of the 38th National Games, including the logo, mascot, anthem, jersey and torch at Dehradun today. The 38th National Games are proposed to be held in Uttarakhand from January 28th to the 14th February next year. Addressing the program virtually, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya emphasized on the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's goal to make India a superpower in sports. In women's under-19 T20 Asia World Cup cricket, India registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Opting to bat first, Pakistan were restricted to 67 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, chasing a meagre total of 68 runs, India overhauled the target in just 7.5 overs. In men's cricket, Australia were 405 for 7 against India in their first innings at the draw of stumps on day 2 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane. The 5-match series is currently tied 1-1 after Australia won the second test at Adelaide Oval. In Women's Junior Asia Cup hockey, title clash between India and China is underway at Muscat in Oman. The first quarter remained goalless with defences of both the teams spoiling the party. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 39 ministers inducted in BJP-led Mahayuti government of Maharashtra. Government unveils Jalvahak scheme to incentivise movement of long-haul cargo through inland waterways. President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, arrives in New Delhi on a 3-day visit to India. 5 aspects of 38 national games, including logo, mascot and anthem, unveiled in Dehradun. In women's cricket, India register massive 9-wicket win over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of Under-19 T20 Asia Cup at Kuala Lumpur. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.